on the line and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To everyone who loves the taste of tradition, come enjoy a classic Wisconsin fish fry at Culver's.
I'm Genesis from Culver's in Claremont, Florida. And here, family fish fry is a part of who we are. We've been serving up fish fry favorites for over 40 years, all thanks to the Culver Family Roots and Wisconsin Supper Club, the place where the fish fry was perfected. If you're craving something crispy on the outside and flaky on the inside, you've got to try our hand-battered North Atlantic cod. It's perfectly seasoned and my personal favorite. Or, if you're in the mood for a little extra crunch, our lightly breaded butterfly jumbo shrimp hits the spot every time. Whatever you order, I promise it will be made with love by a team who cares, because we want every guest to feel like family. That's just how we do it in Wisconsin. Dive into delicious with all your fish fry favorites at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to delicious.
To the midday news here on Joy 99.7 FM and Love 99.5 in Kumasi and affiliates across the country. Coming up this afternoon, Western Regional Police Command raids an illegal mining enclave in the Evalue Ejomorogera district, seizing 10 excavators and arresting 7 foreign nationals. We'll get you details meanwhile as the crackdown on illegal mining continues. President John Mahama has cautioned the task force against burning the seized excavators.
I've told them not to burn the excavators, they should confiscate them. We also have a mobile team so that in case they try to incase again and the forestry people cannot handle, they'll call their mobile team to run in and go and give them reinforcement.
We're live in the area shortly. Also, rainstorm wreaks havoc, leaving about 100 homes in ruins in the Pandia district of the northern region. Details shortly. And majority in parliament justifies blocking of MP Fakwitia from making a statement on the floor of the house, insisting a convict and someone who has a bench warrant against him cannot be allowed to deliver a statement.
In a very reprehensible move, which Ghanaians should take note of and condemn, the Attorney General chose the option of discontinuing the prosecution by exercising the option of withdrawal of the charges.
We have more on that shortly and bless us with our details now. The Western Regional Police Command has raided an illegal mining enclave in the Avilobo Akango areas in the Evalue Ejomoro Jira district of the Western Region. The team seized 10 excavators and arrested 7 foreign nationals and 8 Ghanaian miners. The illegal miners have taken over the Jomoro enclave, mining illegally and also polluting the Ankobra. Authorities say the excavators and other seized equipment will be evidence that will be used in prosecuting these suspects. Let's speak now to Erastus Asaridonko, who's been following that story for us. Erastus, what updates do we have on that now?
Well, so we do know that those who were arrested have been handed over to the Western Regional Police Command pending prosecution. 7 of them, we understand, are foreign nationals, including Chinese nationals and other nationals as well, 8 Ghanaians, who have all been handed over to the Western Regional Police Command. As we speak, the 10 excavators have also been tracked to the nearest location to be used as exhibits for prosecution.
And do we know when the prosecution proper will start?
In fact, I've been trying to get that information to the
Erastus, we're losing you a bit. If you could just reposition and perhaps make that point for me.
Well, I hope you can hear me now.
Loud and clear, yes. Well, it seems to be having some challenges connecting to Erastus Azari Donkor there. But meanwhile, President John Mahama has instructed the team tackling the illegal mining menace to seize excavators instead of burning them. Speaking after members of the Christian Council visited Jubilee House, he indicated that illegal miners have been flushed out from the Tananarive Forest Reserve, with the operation targeting other affected forest areas.
Galamsey is a major, major headache for all of us. It's estimated that currently about 1.8 million of our compatriots are involved in small-scale mining. And that creates a big issue with regards to issues of employment and displacement, you know, from small-scale mining. Small-scale mining is legal, and our laws recognize it. But it must be done in a responsible and sustainable manner. We have about 280 forest reserves in this country, and the ones that are affected are about 43. And so we did one operation in the Tananarive forest reserves, and we've gotten the excavators and things out. And so they're going to target another one, the worst ones, and then we'll take them one by one and get the people out. I've told them not to burn the excavators. They should confiscate them. We also have a mobile team so that in case they try to incase again and the forestry people cannot handle, they'll call their mobile team to run in and go and give them reinforcement.
President John Dramani Mahama. Up north, a devastating rainstorm has swept through the Bankaba community and neighboring areas. The storm destroyed over 100 houses, a school, and also left a trail of destruction. Several electricity poles were also pulled down, plunging the area into darkness. Let's cross over now to Martina Bugri, correspondent in the northern region, with more updates on this. Martina, what can you report about how residents are feeling now?
So what's happening is now is most of the residents have had to stay outside in the open at the mercy of the weather. We have very hot temperatures currently in the entire northern region, and these people are having to sleep outside in the open in the night at the mercy of reptiles and other dangerous animals within the area. Now, people who had a little to eat have lost everything because the rainstorm destroyed everything they had. Last year, we know of the drought that hit the area, and so people didn't harvest much, and the little they had to rely on till they begin to harvest is all gone. So as we speak now, most people are asking for help. They are hoping that government will come to their aid immediately with some relief so that they can at least have something to eat while they look at how they can fix their homes that have been destroyed.
Any signs of NADMO yet?
Not as we speak. I spoke with the assemblyman a while ago, and he says that nobody has been to the community yet. But they are also making an appeal that once the media begins to tell the story, I mean, people would hear of their plight and come to their aid. But they are hoping that at least the help comes soon because people are actually hungry.
Grateful. Martina Bugri giving us the latest from the northern region. And back here in Accra, the majority in parliament is justifying the blocking of convicted member of parliament for Akwitia, Ernest Tiao Kumi, from making a statement on the floor of the House. The NDC MPs insist a man who has been found guilty by a court for contempt and whom a bench warrant has been issued against must not be allowed to make a statement on the floor of the House. There's more in the following report.
Ernest Yaokumi, MP for Akwetia, who has been convicted for contempt of court and a bench warrant issued for his arrest, attempted to make a statement on the floor. This is something the NDC side will not allow. Majority Leader Mahama Yar'Adua himself getting up on his feet to oppose any attempt to deliver a statement, insisting that given that a member of parliament has been convicted and a bench warrant issued against him, it will be an affront to the court for parliament to watch on for this MP to conduct himself as a normal member of parliament.
The maker of the statement has been convicted by High Court, and he wants to come and stand in this chamber and make statements so that this house will be telling the court that it doesn't matter what you do. The Speaker, it doesn't uphold the dignity and honor of this house.
Mr. Speaker, unless there is not very respectfully what has been brought before you, Mr. Speaker, would seem to be a care, a care. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
At some point, the minority leader himself walked in and insisted that there is nothing in law that should stop the member of parliament from going ahead to make this statement.
Kwaku Asante with that report from parliament. And just before we go, the government has announced a 10% increase in the minimum wage, raising it from 18.15 to 19.97 cedis. But in a time of rising costs, is this enough to make a real difference in the lives of workers? For many Ghanaians earning minimum wage, every cedi counts, yet basic necessities like food and transport continue to eat away their earnings. So what does this increase truly mean for the average worker? My colleague Emmanuel Giveno hit the streets to find out.
Joseph Ejay is a factory worker. Three meals a day? That's a luxury he can't afford. For Joseph, lunch is the only proper meal he gets. His go-to choice? Beans and gari.
Thank you.
He comes to this popular joint in Kokomimli every afternoon, but even that is becoming too expensive.
The 19.8 is no good though.
A 10% wage increase was supposed to bring relief. Benjamin Naughty shares his frustration.
What I eat in the afternoon will cost me, let me see, about 50 cedis. Even giving your child 10 cedis, what can he buy without 20 cedis or 10 cedis? So 90 cedis, I don't think is good.
Benjamin's frustration is shared by many workers who feel the wage increase is out of touch with the reality of rising prices. Richard Adegu, another worker, spends three times the minimum wage daily, and he's not happy about it.
Are we still slaves or what? How can you cater for yourself and then your family?
But not everyone is dissatisfied. Richard Kasim, for one, believes the government is making an effort.
If less than 2 months this government is able to increase by 10%, it has taken part of my burdens off.
Emmanuel Giveno with that report, wrapping up the news at midday here on Joy 99.7 FM, Love 99.5 in Kumasi and affiliates across the country. I'm Blessed Sugan. For more news, log on to myjoyonline.com.
Joy 99.7.
O'Reilly. Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.